Two men will be sentenced Thursday for shooting at Canton police officers. 23-year-old Braylon Smallwood of Canton, 22-year-old Trajan Allen of Massillon, pleaded guilty to multiple counts in common pleas court last week. The two ambushed officers at 12th Street and Logan Avenue Northwest June 29th. As detectives with the police coordinated response team were working on an investigation, one officer suffered a minor wound. Charges include attempted murder, felonious assault, and gun specifications. Allen was additionally charged with participating in a criminal gang and possessing a weapon under disability. Fire at A Plain Township building last week has been ruled arson. Township Fire Chief Charles Schellenberger told the repository all other causes have been ruled out for the blaze Wednesday at the building on Harrisburg Road Northeast. The value of the building and contents has been raised to $375,000. The building contained cars, hubcaps, and miscellaneous equipment. No one was injured in the blaze. $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Boy who took a handgun to Perry High School is placed on probation. The student, who was 16 at the time of the March 13th incident, was given a 90-day sentence at the Maloney County Juvenile Detention Center and a six-month suspended sentence with the Department of Youth Services. He was given credit for 8 days spent at the detention center. Pleaded the juvenile equivalent of guilty to a charge of carrying concealed weapons. The boy reportedly had the gun in a backpack. It was discovered by the school resource officer. Sentence handed down against a Massillon man accused of injuring a 17-year-old. 20-year-old Michael Geckler pleaded guilty Monday to attempted murder and felonious assault in Carroll County Common Pleas Court. He was given an 8- to 12-year sentence. Investigators say Geckler shot his friend with an arrow and stabbed him multiple times at a King Road residence in Harrison Township September 30th. The boy recovered from his injuries. Burial with military honors was held for a Massillon service member killed during the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor. U.S. Navy Fireman First Class Walter Schleider was 22 when he was assigned to the USS Oklahoma on December 7, 1941. The battleship sank after taking several hits from torpedoes. 429 crewmen were killed. Schleider was officially identified in May 2018. The Navy set a backlog due to the pandemic and additional time needed to identify sailors who were at or approaching 100 years old accounted for the delay in burial. Schleider was buried Saturday at the National Cemeteries of the Alleghenies in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. No one was injured in a fire at a Massillon building. Smoke seen coming from the mixed-use structure in the 600 block of Erie Street North just after 12:30 Saturday afternoon. The Independent reports Chief Robert Knapp said the fire was in a high spot in the rear interior of the structure, which was once a machine shop. Part of the building was used as an apartment. The cause of the fire has not been determined. Members of a Cleveland Street gang are accused of running a drug ring inside Youngstown's private prison. A 33-count federal indictment names 14 people who allegedly tried to recruit others to become corrections officers to get the drugs into the facility on Hubbard Road. The indictment also alleges the group operated drug smuggling and distribution rings inside numerous Ohio prisons and federal detention centers. Gang members allegedly used multiple telephones to conduct drug trafficking and receive text and social media messages. The indictment claims members of Fully Blooded Felons were recruiting people from 2022 through April 2nd of this year and attempted to distribute fentanyl, meth, cocaine, and other drugs inside the facility. Police in Campbell are investigating a shooting. One person taken to a hospital after the incident on Regent Street at about 8 p.m. Saturday. WFMJ-TV reports one juvenile suspect was in custody. The injuries and condition of the victim were not released. No other information was available. A fatal shooting at a home in Warren is followed by a fire. A caller told 911 dispatchers last Tuesday night she was asleep on the couch at a Lover's Lane Northwest home when she was awakened by gunfire. She said she saw two people flee the house. Woman discovered the victim identified as 35-year-old Howard Dorsey on the dining room floor. He died later at a hospital. Warren fire personnel responded to the home at about 8:30 Sunday night. Chief Ken Nusley told WFMJ-TV there are red flags with the fire coming less than a week after the homicide, fire being investigated as an arson. The city of Austintown might not be the site of a new methadone clinic. It was to be opened in the former JCPenney store in the Austintown Plaza. WFMJ-TV reports the approval for the clinic expires in May 2025, and Concerted Care told the city it would not object to the space being leased to another tenant. Concerted Care Group told the city it was choosing to focus on other projects at the moment.